Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces bombarded several areas of the southern Gaza Strip on Tuesday, and thousands of Palestinians fled their homes in what could be part of a final push of Israel's intensive military operations in the 9 months of war. Israel's leaders have said they were winding down the phase of intense fighting against Hamas, the Islamist U.S.-designated terrorist group that has governed Gaza since 2007 and would soon shift to more targeted operations. The Israeli army ordered residents of several towns and villages in eastern Khan Yunis to evacuate their homes on Monday prior to tanks re-entering the area the military had left several weeks ago. Authorities say more than 100 people in northern India were killed in a stampede when a crowd at a religious gathering rushed to leave a makeshift tent. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The crush in a village in Hathras district of Uttar Pradesh state. Local media reports the stampede occurred as attendees rushed to leave following an event with a religious leader named Bol Baba. Attendee Shukantala Devi tells the Press Trust of India, people started falling one upon another. Those who were crushed died, and the crowd at the event was huge. Initial reports suggest that over 15,000 people had gathered for the event, which had permission to host just 5,000. Police said overcrowding may have been a factor. I'm Charles Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged continued support for the newly formed Haitian government on Tuesday.
The Prime Minister, his government, are leading Haiti at an absolutely critical time to be able to move all of this forward.
Haitian Prime Minister Gary Cani and Foreign Minister Dominique Dupuy met Blinken at the State Department in Washington. This is VOA News. A New York judge on Tuesday delayed Donald Trump's sentencing for his conviction stemming from hush money paid to a porn star until September 18th after the former U.S. president asked for a chance to argue he should have been immune from prosecution. Based on Monday's Supreme Court ruling, former presidents do have limited immunity. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Prosecutors with Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office said earlier on Tuesday that Trump's argument was, quote, without merit, but agreed to delay the sentencing to give Trump the chance to make his case. In a written ruling, New York Justice Juan Merchant said he would rule on Trump's request by September 6th, with sentencing to follow less than 2 weeks later, should the judge decide to uphold the conviction. A New York jury found Trump guilty on 34 counts relating to the illegal concealment of payments to Stormy Daniels in an effort to buy her silence about what she says was a sexual affair with a former reality TV star. Trump pleaded not guilty and denies the affair.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Riot police fired tear gas grenades and charged at stone-throwing protesters in downtown Nairobi and across Kenya on Tuesday in the most widespread unrest since at least 24 protesters died in clashes a week ago. The nationwide demonstrations signaled that President William Ruto had failed to appease a spontaneous youth protest movement, despite having abandoned plans for tax rises that triggered the unrest last week. Tuesday's demonstrations began peacefully but turned violent as the day wore on. In Nairobi's downtown business district, police wearing helmets and carrying shields and wooden clubs charged at protesters, and tear gas bombs exploded in the crowds. Hurricane Beryl ripped through open waters on Tuesday after devastating the Southeast Caribbean as a monstrous Category 5 storm. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Rick Blake is a senior specialist with the National Hurricane Center.
But we still expect it to be a powerful hurricane when it affects Jamaica on Wednesday.
The storm made a direct hit on Carriacou, ripping off rooftops and leaving streets covered with debris. It also left damage in Grenada and St. Vincent, where logistics manager Marlon Gibson was interviewed by Sky News.
All around me, there were houses in the village. Their roofs were flying past. You could see it passing. The terrifying experience.
Beryl's the earliest Category 5 storm ever to form in the Atlantic. Ryan McNulty at the University of Miami is a tropical weather researcher.
The water there is hotter than it would normally be at the peak of the season.
I'm Jennifer King.
Download the VOA News mobile app or visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.